Keep on Fighting the Good Fight by Maria Fontaine.
Dear family, one of the things that Peter and I love most about you is that you're still faithfully fighting the good fight of faith. You're still holding tightly to the eternal life to which God has called you, which you have declared so well before many witnesses. You have fought long and hard ever since you made your commitment to love and serve Jesus, and you're continuing to do so. As we know, the life of faith can be a struggle, and we face battles of all kinds throughout our lives of service to the Lord. This is not surprising, as the early believers and apostles faced the very same things, as this verse expresses. Dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt compelled to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to God's holy people. Fighting the good fight of faith is challenging, and I'd venture to say that nearly all of us have faced at least one battle that sorely tested our faith, or that made you think you just couldn't cross that next mountain. Maybe you've faced severe discouragement or depression, a loss of a loved one, or ruptured relationships with family members. Maybe you've grown weary with the responsibilities, sacrifices, and challenges of daily life, and this has weighed on you. Or perhaps you've faced some other serious problem or difficulty in your life or in the life of someone you love, such as health problems, marriage difficulties, financial struggles, legal issues, or accidents, to name a few. I'm not just picking these examples out of a hat. These are real-life challenges that many of us have faced or are currently experiencing. But you know what? We shouldn't be surprised or shocked at this. The Bible warns us that we will all face the struggles and temptations and trials of this life. No testing has overtaken you that is not common to everyone. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tested beyond your strength, but with the testing He will also provide the way out, so that you may be able to endure it. The Apostle Paul clearly understood what it meant to face the challenges of life, as he encouraged the early followers to not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. He then goes on to rally the believers to continue forging ahead by saying, "So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone." So don't be discouraged by the struggles or feel bad about them. If you're going through battles of some kind, trust that the Lord has a good reason for allowing them and will use them to strengthen you and enrich your life and spirit as you continue to hold on and be faithful. We're all in this together, and we need to support each other through prayer. If you're struggling, ask for prayer and reach out to others for support. We can all make a commitment to pray for each other and to continue to fight the good fight of faith. When you feel discouraged or disheartened, remember the Lord's promises. Remind yourself of who you are fighting for. Jesus, who loved us so much that He died for our sins, and the salvation of souls. We certainly know what we're fighting for, and we all desire the end result, the gospel being preached in all the world so that the Lord will return, and the kingdom of the world will become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. We can hold that glorious result in front of us and let it spur us on in the good fight. We can continue to remain focused on our witness and being faithful to fulfill the Great Commission, bringing as many people to Jesus as we can and helping them to grow in their faith. We can remind ourselves that the Lord is with us through everything we face in life, as the following message from Jesus points out. Jesus, if everything was smooth sailing, that would be peacetime. But you're engaged in the spiritual warfare for eternal souls, and war means battles. But my promises are sure, and my plan will not fail, no matter what the circumstances are in the world around you or in your personal situation. No matter how you feel and no matter how many problems you face. There will be problems, failures, setbacks, and trials, but there will also be solutions, victories, and lives changed. The problems result in prayers that lead to answers. The failures result in lessons learned and beauty from ashes. The battles pave the way for my miracles and victories and spiritual growth in your life. Let the problems and challenges always remind you that I'm at the helm, leading and guiding you. When you feel overwhelmed, when there's more to do than you can ever do, when the problems and situations seem too complex to figure out, much less fix, come to me with all your burdens and trust in me to work on your behalf. Faith isn't perseverance when there are no problems or obstacles. Faith is fighting on in spite of the problems, obstacles, and battles. Faith knows that my promises will be fulfilled, and my word will give you the faith to keep trusting in my great plan. The final outcome is assured: my kingdom come and my will done on earth as it is in heaven. Prayer. Dear Jesus, I pray for each of our family members, that you will give them strength and your spirit will empower them to continue to fight the good fight of faith and to be your faithful servants in whatever ways you have called them. Each one is needed in your mission of reaching the world. Thank you for their faithfulness over many decades in helping the gospel to be preached in every nation, in many languages, and to many people. Help each one to continue to be your shining light in the midst of the growing spiritual darkness in this world. You said in your word that you will bless those who patiently endure testing and temptation, and they will receive the crown of life promised to all those who love you. Thank you for continuing to teach us humility, dependence on you, greater faith, and for helping us to have the willingness to fight on through everything we face. Please help those who are passing through a time of testing, and help their faith not to fail. Shield them and protect them and surround them with your presence. Endow them with perseverance and faith and determination. Some of them may not feel like fighting right now. Some are facing diminishing physical strength or health battles, or other struggles due to circumstances beyond their control. Jesus, these dear ones need your strength and Holy Spirit power to persevere and to keep fighting the good fight even when they don't feel like it. Help each one to feel your presence and surround them with your love, care, and peace. We know that battles and tests are part of our lives for you, but you have promised to meet all our needs according to your riches in glory. I pray that you will provide the strength and faith for each of these dear ones, so that they'll be able to fight on and stay the course you have set for them. You never fail in all of your good promises, and we place all our hope and trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.